Eamon, as always, delighted you could join us. Your senior championship up and running already. A couple of games played, and more this evening, and again tomorrow. And before we talk about those games, a new format this year, straight knockout.
Yes, Tom. It's back to the old format, straight knockout. Hasn't been straight knockout, I would say, in 10 years or more. And there, you know. And if they've gone with different systems, whatever the way the clubs voted earlier in the year, you know, the intermediate championship's different, and so is the junior. So it's straight knockout for seniors. So it's going to be there's already two teams have departed the scene, you know. So,
yeah, Kilray on Thursday night and Lavie last night. I suppose it was no great surprise in Sloughneil and Lavie. I suppose the upset of the weekend so far has been Banagher's win over Kilray. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah, Banner put up a big score from play, maybe 3-16 for play. Weren't showing any big signs of it in the league now, Tom, to be honest now, you know, but they've always got good talented players, you know, and the hurlers had a big one last weekend, so, you know, that sort of result came out of the blue. Kilray are a handy enough team and had started the league really well, top of the league after five or six games, but I don't know what happened there. The wheels seemed to come off completely for Kilray, and Banner be well happy with that victory, and Paddy Downey's moved from Ford Lane over to Tig Banner, so obviously he'll be happy with that result. And last night, Sloughneil were the expected victors, but you know it was tighter maybe than many thought, because having won the last two titles, and they're certainly the team to beat, I would think, in Derry this year. So it was close enough, 15-12, but I think that they'll be happy enough to come out with the victory as well. The couple of lads coming back from injury and that there, so they'll be happy to see them progress well to the next round.
Yeah. And the action resumes this evening. There's two games on. Newbridge playing Clady and Dungiven versus Glen. Let's look at Newbridge first versus Clady.
Yeah, well, Clady have a lot of up-and-coming young players. Very, very young team. I know a lot of them myself from teaching them in St. Columns. And, they got promotion last year in the playoff against Lone, sort of unexpectedly, last gas job. So they've done well to hold their own. They've avoided relegation as their first aim, and you know this is their first senior championship match in many, many years. So I would think that it's going to be very evenly matched. I suppose Newbridge will be a bit demoralised, having got relegated, you know, and I suppose they'll be thinking ahead to next year and maybe trying to push for intermediate honours next year. So both teams going, not expecting to win a championship this year, but just out busy to win the first round match, I would think, you know.
Yeah, and it's the bottom two in the league table as well, of course.
That's right. Well, Clady, as I said, their aim was to avoid the bottom. There's only one team down in there this year, and there was no playoff system, so unfortunately it was Newbridge coming on the wrong end of that. So fair play to Clady, because you know it's been many, many years since they're at senior level, so they've done well, you know.
And when we mentioned the league, Dungiven have had a disappointing season in the league, so obviously they're going to be pinning hopes maybe on a run in the championship. They're playing Glen this evening, you know, in Beg.
Dungiven had a rotten start to the league, Tom, you know, between injuries and boys not playing and training and rows, and you know. So I think, you know, it's been a very difficult first year for Brenton Hughes taking Dungiven. So, but recently they've improved a bit and they've got a few boys back from injury as well. So, and I think they've pulled in four minors for the squad for the match this evening. That's it. I expect Glen to progress. You know, they beat Swatter in the preliminary round there 2 weeks ago, and a lot of young talents, a lot of good young forwards there. You know, they've got apart from Kieran McFollows and the county panel, Stevie O'Hara's a great up and coming forward, Danny Tallon. They're a team for the future, Glenn. I'll admit, and the Gormley's management, no doubt, is very strict disciplinarian. So, any messing about, they're just not making the team with Enda. So, I sort of would fancy Glenn to progress there, Tom, I think.
Yeah, and then moving on to tomorrow, you have three games. You have a double header, isn't it? Yeah, who knows? The first game is in Dungiven. It's Mara Felt versus Greenlaw, and Mara Felt crowned league champions, so obviously confidence is going to be high with them.
There's a lot of people waiting expectantly to see Greenlaw putting it up to him. You know, Joe Casty's done a great job, won the intermediate championships hands down last year, and got promotion and done well in the senior league this year without really his two star forwards, which is young Loughlin and the other young lads that just come back from injury broke the bad break of the ankle. So they've done really well, Greenlaw, and a lot of people are expecting them to give a good game of themselves, good account of themselves. So, you know, I don't think it's straightforward for Marifelt. And, you know, Marifelt of young Hebron, Shane Hebron, is in America still, as far as I know. So he's not coming back. But if Emmett McGuckin still and Danny Hebron, so, you know, we'd expect them boys to do enough. But young Andalyn was the name I'm thinking of. He had a real bad break, but he managed to get back even playing for Derry this season. So I'll be looking to nail that one in the line, but fancy Marifelt still, Tom.
Yeah, and then it's on to Owen Beg tomorrow evening for a doubleheader, Coleraine versus Ballinascreen, your own club, and I suppose maybe a little bit disappointed that you didn't win the league, finished runners-up.
I went to the second last game, really. Ballinderry overturned us up at Ballinascreen, really good game up at Ballinascreen, so, you know, other than that, we would have won the league, but happy enough. I mean, we finished joint top of the league last year, finished second in the league this year. So, listen, it's about stepping up the plate for knockout championship now for Ballinascreen this year. You know, we're without Benny Hearn, who's in San Francisco, but would be back, you know, if we progress. But Coleraine at this stage are a seasoned championship team, you know, including their manager, Sean McGoldrick, and those five sons are playing in the team, and the Mullins are playing. So, very, very seasoned outfit. We'll keep possession of the ball well. We'll try and dominate the game that way. They're not giving possession away easy. They're not be kicking ball in long. Ballinascreen are going to have to try and break that down and get enough scores on the board. And it's really going to be even Stephen there, Tom, you know. But obviously, you know, there's a lot of optimism in Ballinascreen. There's a couple of new lads come into the team this year. We've got young Barry Grant, who's on fire up front. Very, very good player. So he's a 2 years of the Derry Miners. So, a lot of optimism, but that's going to come down to the wire, that one, Tom, I think, you know. So, yeah. Obviously, I'm hoping for a Ballinascreen victory.
And finally, Ballinderry, I suppose, they're always, when you mention championship football, they're always going, their name is always going to be up there. And they're still playing another, maybe, power that has dropped down the ratings a little bit, Ballahi.
People would say that Ballinderry is on the way in, but I mean, I saw them 3 weeks ago against Ballinascreen, and they were just starting to get some of their old hands back. And I tell you what, they're going to take a bit of beating in this championship, you know. I really fancy them to beat Bligh. I fancy them to beat Bligh by 5 or 6 points, you know. Bligh are, you know, in transition periods. John Rafferty's managing them, but I really don't think they have enough quality throughout the team to challenge Ballinderry. You know, I expect, you know, Slough and Ailer are my championship favourites, but, you know, Ballinderry are coming into form at the right time. Whether, you know, they've got enough left in the legs to win it this year, I'm not sure, but I certainly think that they'll have enough there to beat Bligh. I mean, they've, you know, Enda's still playing and Conleth Gilligan's still playing. They've got Ryan Bell back from America, and they're hoping to get Kirk Wilkinson back from his cruciate injury. So, no, I think Ballinderry's going to win that one, Tom.
Yeah. So all in all, looking to a busy weekend and a better idea of who's going to be the runners and riders for the next round after this weekend.
Well, that's it. There's no hiding places in the straight knockout, you know. And I mean, the league's over now, and every team's given their all. There's absolutely no back doors here. And, you know, I think, you know, we're the best team winning. Unfortunately, you know, that's the way it was when I was playing. It was straight knockout, and my tail end of my career went to the other system, and it was great for the players, but it wasn't so good for spectators. I think a lot of the push for the straight knockout has been back to the spectators wanted the cutthroat of the straight knockout, and that's what's getting the run out this year. So we'll see how it goes, you know, but certainly there's been a few interesting matches so far.